Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey everybody, this week I spoke with GFM about their upcoming free global streaming event called Beauty Core and the Beast. The lineup includes GFM, Spoken, and Relent. Stick around and learn some more. Well, hey GFM.
Hello!
Tell us who you are again.
I'm CJ, I'm the guitar player.
I'm Maggie, I play bass and I scream.
I'm Lulu, I'm the drummer.
And we are GFM.
The gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes.
And there is no person assigned to each of those items.
No, not our names.
All right, we got that out of the way.
Point, we should legally change each of our names to that, though.
No.
No, a more April Fool's joke. We just, like, show a little
document. We change our names to gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Do it. Okay. The reason I had to have you guys back on here is we've got this huge event coming up, and I wanted people to know all about it because it's on a little bit different platform than a lot of people are used to. But tell us about concert coming up called Beauty Core and the Beast. What does that mean?
So, yeah, we're very excited. Our management company, NBR Entertainment, really wanted to put on a live stream event because a lot of bands have been doing that, and a lot of bands obviously have missed out on touring opportunities and festivals and stuff because of the pandemic. And so we really wanted to find a way to, like, get back in contact with our band friends and also get back in contact with all of our fans, especially overseas, because we haven't been able to see people overseas in over a year, because we at least got away with some touring in the U.S., yeah. But, like, international travel was like, nope, you're not going to do it all this year. So we really wanted to be able to get in contact, let those people see us live again. So it's going to be a live stream festival on May 22nd. It'll be Relent, Us, which is GFM, and then Spoken, and Spike from Q90 is going to be hosting it, and it's going to be at this really cool live streaming event, like, venue center thing called OPAV, and they put on a bunch of different productions. They just did the Seven Dust live stream event, which is really cool. So they obviously know what they're doing. We did a live stream with them last year, and just blew our mind. It was like, the MTV things. It was so weird.
Like, there was it's the ones where people are, like, sitting in the chairs with,
like,
the giant cameras.
You can see your pores.
It makes you feel, though, like you are still in person, because there's a screen where we can see all the comments. And so all of our fans were moshing or, like, crowd moshing online with their emojis. And it felt like they were still there, even though we were surrounded by, like, 20 cameras and not people.
And a giant computer screen. We're going to have, like, a house we're all renting, and it's going to be, like, this big, like, hype house, like, all the people from YouTube or TikTok. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be, like, making so much content for all of our YouTube channels, all of our Instagrams, Facebooks. We're going to be doing live streams all the time, just so everybody is so, like, immersed into it that they're so ready for when the show happens, everyone's just, like, all this excitement's built. So mm-hmm. It's going to be, like, we're making a big deal out of the whole thing.
Yeah. Plus, we want to keep it for memories.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun for everybody. How are people able to watch it? This is going to be a different platform than a lot of people used to.
So we wanted to make sure it was a free event so everyone could watch it. So we're hosting it on twitch.tv/thegfmband. So it's super easy because they're not as strict about music guidelines. So, like, we didn't want to have to worry about, like, getting demonetized or, like, copyright stricken, the video being taken down in the middle of the live stream, because we've had that happen on both Facebook and YouTube before. So we're hosting it on Twitch because they're a little more lenient with, like, the music type stuff. And we've hosted a couple different live streams from our shows already. So it's a free event. You just have to log on to that link. It's linked on all of our social medias. All the bands that are playing have it, like, floating around all of their pages and stuff. So you just log on and you watch it, and you can send little, like, bits and, like, little emojis as, like, donation type stuff. We're going to have donation links for all the bands in case you want to support them. But you can email NBR Entertainment, currently collecting donations. We're actually just partnered with Loud and Proud Festival. They came on as a sponsor for the whole live stream event, which is really cool. We're in contact with a couple more people to see about potential sponsorships. So that's another way you can support the live stream, because, you know, it is, like, a self-funded thing. So,
but we've had most of our sponsors post on their social media too about the events. We're just super grateful for everyone who supports us supporting this as well.
Yeah.
And Twitch is a free site, and you don't even have to have an account to watch it. You literally just click on the link and it pops up on your whatever you're using, if you're a phone, computer, TV, laptop. Anything can pull it up. You don't have to have an account. You can have an account if you want to, and then you can, like, follow us and comment. But if you just are there to watch all the bands, you can just click on it, and it'll pop you right onto the screen.
That's awesome, because a lot of people have streaming services like Fire Stick and stuff that also has Twitch on there. If you want to be really immersive, you could, before the thing starts, you need to get a Twitch account, and then you can, mm-hmm. you know, interact a little bit more.
Yeah,
but if you just want to watch, no charge.
There's a lot of, like, chat moshing, and if you want to be a part of that, you have to have an account. But accounts are free, too.
Yeah.
It's free to have an account. It's free to follow us.
So. We frequently stream on our Twitch at least once a week, as our school schedule is, like, leaning, like, up to the summer and stuff. We're going to, like, streaming a lot more, but we play pretty much video games or just talk right now. Mm-hmm. So the following that we have there, they're already, like, we're going to start so many hype trains. So if you don't know what a hype train is, it's basically people are just donating bits or little, like, monies or subscriptions, so that's just, like, you get notified. I'm not really sure what a subscription even does.
This is just another way of supporting us.
It's like another way to monetarily support
similar to bits.
But, and so then, like, there's a giant notification that says, you've hit the hype train, and so I'm excited for a lot of people to learn about what that is, because I know our chat's already been getting ready, and they're like, we're going to be putting so many hype trains, we're all really excited.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
Hey everyone, Matt Baird from the band Spoken here. Hope to see you on the Beauty Corps and the Beast live stream coming up May 22nd with our friends in GFM and Relent.
Miller Express LLC is a Solid Rock Radio business ministry partner specializing in delivery, setup, and relocation of storage buildings. More info by calling 803-375-94.
Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
We talked about the streaming and the problem that people have now with the DMCA rules. Do you have to get whitelisted to do your own songs for that?
Twitch, we actually don't have to do any of that, because that's why we love the Twitch streaming site. Because since it is our music, the only people that can take it down is us, mm-hmm. Relent and Spoken. And obviously everyone has talked and no one's going to go target our stream and take it down. But if you have, like, the permission, which we're all the band, so we have our permission, we can leave it up and stream it. But with other sites like Facebook and YouTube, you can't really do that, because it just automatically takes it down once it realizes you are playing a certain song. So Twitch is more hands-on, like, you actually have to go and do that. Mm-hmm. And so since everyone is there, the music is streaming, no one's going to go actually go take it down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, because that was one thing I was concerned about. I actually had a note here about that, because I do know some people on Twitch who did get DMCA'd and they were playing their own music, but their label took it down.
A lot of people have asked us who are streaming, like, on their own Twitch. They've asked us, like, hey, can we use your music? We're like, yeah, we're an independent band right now, so our label won't take it down. So until we get a label, you're good to go.
That's great. Okay, so we've got Spoken, that's Matt Baird and J.R. Barice, and then you've got Relent, which all those guys, that's Miggy, Josh, Chris, Bruce, Gaston, which I have yet to see them live. I've had a couple of close encounters, almost got to see them live, but I can't wait to see that. That's a stacked lineup right there. How long is this thing going to be? How long is y'all set?
It's 4 to 7.
Yeah.
So everyone, we've aimed to get, like, at least 45 minutes. That way we have, like, a bit of a 15-minute changeover. It'll probably be – okay, so there's two stages. So we're hoping that everything stays on time. But you never know with, like, live music stuff. You never know.
So this is the first time we wanted to go big and just have it, you know, a time where people can come hang out and just forget about anything that's going on, especially with – COVID's still happening and there's still just a lot of chaos around that. We wanted it to be a couple hours where people can come and just forget about the world for a little bit and focus on the music, have fun, chat with everyone, and just kind of bond together as a community and a team and just bring some smiles to everyone's faces. And we obviously wanted it to be as long as we possibly could.
And that's part of the reason we picked the bands that we did, because we do know pretty much everybody in all the bands that are playing. And so we already have that chemistry either on stage or in, like, in vlogs, people have seen them. And mm-hmm. so we've been on tour with Spoken, and when JR was filling in with Spoken, we've played multiple festivals with Roulette. And so we already know each other's humor. And so we'll already be, like, going back and forth and, like, bantering with each other. And so it's just going to be, like, a really big party. We wanted to make sure that it was not, like, awkward with bands that we never met before. We wanted to make sure, like, we're having our friends come over and everyone gets to hang out with your friends, like, on a live stream. So
it's even going to be perfect. We have Jamie Burns and Blaze Rojas are going to join Spoken too. So it's going to be a packed show.
Very good. Oh, good choices. Well, Jamie plays with him quite often. So that's good to hear. Well, now I'm really jealous. what time does my plane pick me up?
Or our helicopter's fun.
We got you a plane, or I don't worry. Your tickets are coming in the mail.
Well, tell us how everybody can help with this, because for it to be free, nothing's free.
Yeah.
Somebody's paying for something. So tell us how that works and tell us how we can help.
Like we were saying earlier, we're currently collecting donations and like sponsorships with people. Like we said, Loud and Proud, we're super grateful with them and their entire committee and their members. They grouped together and were like a joint sponsor for the event. So if you would like to sponsor the event, you can email NBR Entertainment. All their information is floating around everywhere on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. It's all over the place. It's on our website. If you're not in the position to monetarily support, we totally appreciate shares, follows, likes. All of those do a lot because the algorithm is very specific about what it's going to push. And so when people like and comment or share, like that stuff does wonders for us. And so there's like Facebook ads floating around. Like it doesn't get in their feed unless like it's a new thing. So like sharing those ads and all that stuff, it really helps promote it a lot more. So liking and commenting and sharing, if that, like, don't be like, oh, all I can do is that. Like, no, it's like, thank you for doing that. Definitely do that.
And then obviously on the day of, just showing up and showing sharing your support, sharing the stream, showing all the bands love and support, because we are doing this for like all the fans. So being able to see you guys, we can see the chat while we're playing. So commenting while we're playing, you know, hyping us up, because that is also supporting us in another way. People are like, oh, I can't sponsor you. Well, you can still show up to the stream. And then we also do have merch out.
Yeah, it's really cool, guys.
The merch is so cool. And all of us have already went and spent a lot of money on our own merch.
not going to lie, we might as well sponsor our own.
Because it's super, super cool.
We want to have everything. There's like bandanas and dog bandanas. So we got bandanas for each of our dogs to wear. And that, like, that was one of the major things we knew we had to get just so our dogs could rep it.
Well, I did sneak over and click the merch link, and that is a really good design that I saw in there, and so I'm sure I'll have to dip into that, too. But you are so right about sharing and stuff. It's free to promote stuff. So anybody else that feels like that it doesn't do much if you just share it, it does. Like, comment, share, follow, all those things really make a difference, because then it reaches other people. And then you've had a part of reaching people for Christ, making their day better, helping them through the pandemic with the chance to listen to a concert and be part of a community family type thing. Because, you know, that's what we are, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Amen.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
Yo, what it do? This is Miggy from Relent, hoping to see you at the Beauty Corps and the Beast live stream going down May 22nd. Let's get it.
You're listening to Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio.
Give us something exclusive here.
Okay. We are playing the new song at the live stream. We've been playing it at a couple of our live shows, but we've made it like specifically where if we're streaming at the show, the camera's behind the drum, so you can't really hear it.
Plus it gives you a little sneak peek at what you're going to get for Unicorn Beast.
Yes, it'll be, there's a new song in the works and people know this, but it's not released yet. There's not a release date yet.
Just come and watch.
So we're going to be playing that. You can hear it in its entirety without like major drums in the way.
And all I can say is subscribe to our YouTube channel, The GFM Sisters, because there's going to be lots of fun videos at the house with all of the bandmates. Imagine putting all these bandmates into a house that's full of fun activities.
There's apparently like a lazy river and like a tennis court and like all this stuff to do.
Yeah, just think of that and what could happen, and then times it by like 100, because we know all these people and we know how crazy they can get.
It sounds like a blast. My brain immediately goes to CBJM Loud and Proud Festival and all the escapades with everybody.
It really is going to be just kind of like that first year we went when we all stayed in the, like, the cabin area. Yes. It's going to be emulating that, like all the craziness that happened where nobody got any sleep and everyone was like screaming and fighting these killer moths and everything. Like it's going to be
I believe it was JR that fought the killer moth.
That was awesome.
He really did. And I thought he was going to go through that bunk bed.
I really thought that was going to be the end of...
I thought that was going to be the end of C-Day because yeah, she was on the bunk bed underneath.
I thought I was going to die.
I thought he was going to fall through and kill her.
Oh, that was great. Did you play that game with the axe?
I don't think we were up then.
I think I'm that's right. Y'all went to bed early.
Oh, man. Nope.
Oh, no.
I was not up for an axe.
I believe I told them, I just don't think it's a good idea to play a game throwing an axe with a bunch of musicians for some reason.
Probably saying we weren't allowed to do that game.
Probably invited.
They probably said, you know what? We've seen those GFM girls. They're not going to be playing this game.
I did pretty good. I wasn't last place, but we won't say who was last place. Rob Lowe's.
As long as you're not last, you're first in my book, you know?
It was a tough game. Anyway, so speaking of Loud and Proud, y'all just got announced again this year.
Yes. We did!
I can't wait.
Your fans over there, they're crazy, like in a good way. They love you guys.
They're so much fun, and they're all so sweet. And whenever we get there, it's just like...
It's like reuniting with family again.
You enter into like a different reality where like everyone's just so sweet.
And no one speaks the language you speak, but it's okay.
But like,
which they,
honestly,
most of them do. Yeah, you just don't speak their language.
No, it's like everyone still understands though that like we're all here to just have a fun time. And if we can't understand each other, that's okay because we're just, they still just love music. Like yeah. They don't care that they don't understand. They just love it still.
Which is so crazy because Flo, he's one of the people, we met him. He was a newer member from 2 years ago. He was just in San Francisco. And we like commented under. We're like, you're in America? He's like, yeah. I was like, we're too far away. We're on the opposite coast. He's like, no. But like, it's just like that. Everyone's like, oh my word, you're coming back. And it's like, oh, I wish we could have met up with you earlier because you're in America. But it's that like friendship thing. That's just so like crazy. Like we had these friendships with
we
people.
We should make best friend bracelets over there.
Oh, my word. We bring best friend bracelets.
You were here when the idea was hatched. Okay, there will be friendship bracelets.
Dita just said, you know what, I'm not making these anymore.
It takes forever to make
friendships. But those were the bad ones, though. They weren't the yarn. They were, like, the fishing lure, like, type wire and, like, the beads. And so everything just, like, split immediately.
Well, you need to hire people to make them.
That's true. We'll find someone on Instagram who makes friendship bracelets.
We'll just have them make them and then give them to themselves.
Hey, we're going to make you guys friendship bracelets, but you have to make them.
DIY friendship bracelet. You just like send them the beads and the yarn, and then they like do their own.
We send monthly gifts to our patrons, and we'll just send the materials, and they'll make them and ship them back to us, and then we can send them out.
I think we're on to something, girls.
Okay.
Well, we'll know a little later in the year whether or not travel to Germany is possible, but we can only hope, right? And if so, I'll be there.
Yay!
And I will see you.
I'll be there.
You better be there.
I'll be there for
I hope to see y'all a lot sooner than October, but you know, at least then. Okay. All right. Is there anything else? What's on the horizon?
We cannot disclose any information of that.
Well,
sort.
Everyone knows what.
We cannot disclose any.
All we can say is that there's a new song.
All we can say is that there's a reason we're playing a new song.
We have new music coming. We have new music. We don't know when.
We don't know when. But there's definitely a new song that is going to be coming soon.
Yeesh.
The rest of it, we don't know when.
All I can say is that there may or may not be a publish now button that we're hovering over
for a video.
Okay, I didn't say that. Okay.
Oh, so there's a video.
Else. We don't just dress in giant ball gowns for no reason.
That's for our TikTok. If you don't follow it, it's the GFM band. You know, we put a lot of effort into it. It's
we bought these giant ball gowns for a TikTok 8-second video, guys.
I cannot keep up with you guys. Y'all just got so much going on. You're everywhere. It's like every time I turn on some kind of social media, there you are.
You have to nowadays if you don't, man.
It's true. We're live 24/7.
Honestly, I feel like at some point we're going to do a 24-hour stream. It's like 100%. Spend 24 hours with you. 100%.
I might even do a 72-hour one.
Okay. There's some people that we know. There's some guys that still streaming.
No. He quit. He stopped. 30 days straight. Never turned off
because people kept subscribing to him.
He's the most subscribed streamer.
Did he fall asleep at any point?
Yeah, he brought his bed into his room and he would sleep on stream and then he'd wake up You wake up and then you go to sleep and you shoot him. And
you know, I feel like at some point, if there's like another hit during the summer and we're stuck at home, you might as well, you know?
Might as well.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
We'll let you join. We'll figure out a way for like you to call in and you'll be part of our 24-hour stream.
Yeah, well, you could have the kids like film me snoring in my recliner or something.
Or you'll join CJ.
We used to do youth ministry, and I have done my fair share of lock-ins. Oh, my goodness. Can't do that anymore. You know, and then they'd like play that movie somewhere around like 1 or 2 in the morning, and everybody like is falling asleep on top of each other. Those days are over. I might could set an alarm and wake up and get on the stream and like scream at you to wake up or something.
You'll just be every time we start falling asleep, you'll have to come on and be like, wake up, you're not done yet.
Yeah. Hey, I could like eat banana pudding on stream.
Oh, there you go. We can make it together. Oh my word, you can like walk us through the recipe
every
live.
Time someone subscribes.
Yeah.
For another gallon of banana pudding every time someone subscribes.
For every 500 bits, you have to take a bite of pudding.
Oh my goodness.
But it is kind of heavy on you, though. That's true.
So much heavier, just weighed down because of all the bananas in us. I think that's what, because we saved it until after the show that you came. Mm-hmm. I think. Of the masquerade, mm-hmm. And like the second we took it, it's like, okay, show's over, let's eat it, we're out.
That's your reward.
Yes. You just eat some banana pudding.
If you have the flu, you eat banana pudding and you're healed.
That's right.
You get a good night's sleep and you're healed.
The bananas right. heal you.
Yep.
Remember when mom made a banana pudding cake?
It's so good. I love it so much.
It
I asked
like
for it for 3 years in a row.
Instead of vanilla wafers.
It's so good.
Sounds good. I also have a new thing where I can make, like, bowls. You know, the sugar cones that you make ice cream in?
Yeah.
You can make a sugar cone bowl, and then you can put your pudding in there and then eat it.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried it out for the very first time with Disciple, and I just left it with them because they had catering at their event. So I just left it on the bus with them, so I didn't get to see them eat it. So later, Kevin let his daughter eat some out of one of the bowls, and he had to coerce her to eat the bowl, but then she liked it. She was like, why would I eat this? But it kind of has that cookie flavor too, you know, and I put vanilla in it, so it kind of has the vanilla. I can make some of those when I come on my helicopter to your event.
Oh Lord. Definitely. Like that will be you know, when like the helicopter pulls up and they have the giant net full of stuff, it'll just be full of like bowls of banana pudding.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, well, let me let you go because I know you got to go live stream with your Twitch thing tonight. So thank you again, girls, for talking with me and for laying out the entire event for us so we'll know what's going on and be ready for it.
All right, wanted to say thank you so much for supporting us because it does really mean a lot. Yeah, and for letting us have like an outlet to talk about it. It really helps promote it. So really appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you. And that's May 22nd, Beauty Corps and the Beast, right?
Yes.
You know, it should have been Beasts. There's a lot of beasts on this.
Been with an S at the end.
Oh, well, it's great. And I'm really thrilled for you guys and can't wait for it. Y'all have a good night and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. Be sure to check out my I'm with Mothership Facebook page and Solid Rock Radio's website. Follow the link under shows to Backstage with Mothership, which will have the links to my guests' social media accounts. This show will be replayed at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Past interviews available on podcast.solidrockradio.org, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Pandora platforms. And remember this week, be kind to one another.